seagull in the morning with Petch and Amy.
It seems that flights just keep getting more and more expensive. And then on top of it, you have to pay for everything. Everything's extra. If you want to, you know, bring a bag, that's going to cost you extra. So it's kind of cool because JetBlue, for one day only, is offering $31 flights. Now, it's Halloween, so the 31st, October 31st. $31 one-way flights.
I like that.
So essentially, you could, if you get one early in the morning, say you want to go to, I don't know, North Carolina. You could fly. But if you fly back the same day, you can get a one-way ticket back for $31 as well. Otherwise, you're paying full price.
Do you know what? You can get but a round still, trip for $62. That's kind of all right.
I mean, that's one day. So you have to, you'd have to go there and then come back same day. So it might not be worth it. But still, $31, if you're planning a vacation that time year anyway, if you book it on the 31st, which I believe is a Saturday.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Like, if you wanted to get, like, you know, because this time of the year around here, it's not warm enough to get a beach day, but if you could get maybe just a trip to Florida, maybe get the earliest flight you can get out and get down there. If you could get down there at, like, 8, 9 o'clock, and then get a flight back at 10 o'clock that night, get a nice beach day down there, and then come
for
back
for $62
again.
Bucks, that won't be too bad.
I would do that.
Even if you want to go away for a week, to I would, if you know, if you're planning on going on vacation, just adjust slightly to leave on the 31st, because $31 one way, you're never going to get that.
No, and JetBlue's good.
These deals never happen. Like, Spirit Airlines had this huge... They never happen to a place that I want to go or at a time that I'm going on vacation. Did you ever notice? It's always
weird.
The most inconvenient. A Tuesday...
And it's like round like a round trips to Alaska or places like that. There's never never anywhere where you want to go.
It's never, hey, it's June and you would like to go somewhere.
Yeah, it never works that way. And I know they said that there was a story I saw. They say that 1 o'clock in the morning, they say, is the best time to book a flight. Because they say that once, they say that... that the flight companies, that they go through their list and, you know, if they've got empty seats available and stuff, they make those.
They release them.
They release them. They say that's the best time to actually
There's all these things. When to book a flight. I heard Tuesday at 3 o'clock, 6 weeks before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anytime. You just keep looking. I know my friend's planning on coming over and, you know, he's just and just keep looking because the prices change like every single day. And he's got a good deal to come out here now.
And they also say if you're looking at a flight on your computer, to clear your browser because it'll other... If, so say you're on JetBlue's website and then you want to go check out Spirit's, to go exit out and clear your browsing history because... Spirit will see that you're just looking at JetBlue, and they'll know that you're in need of a ticket.
I've used JetBlue a ton of times.
I would like to know actually what happens. And there was this guy who caught this college student. Do you remember he caught a ton of heat because he has an app that you put in. Say you want to leave from Philly and go to Chicago.
Oh yeah,
that the direct flight from Philly to Chicago, although it's direct, it may not be the cheapest one. That maybe if you flew to St. Louis first, then from St. Louis, so he had an app that figures out the cheapest route for you to take, and the airline companies were furious.
Because he went to numerous different places like for not a lot of money. Is that same guy? I think it is. Because there was another guy, I'm thinking of someone else. Wasn't there another guy as well who was using some special pass and he got like $10,000 worth of flights
and stuff? That was a completely different person. It's some guy who bought an unlimited ticket.
That's right.
Lifetime membership to an airline in the 80s. But I don't have the patience for any of that. And I don't know if that's just poor planning. And I should, because I don't have money. I should really do some, like, I don't take coupons to the store. I don't have any bit time for any of that business.
I actually do spend a lot of time. As I said, I mean, I've just been looking for my friend's flights and I've been looking for him for about a week trying to find
him
a good deal.
Isn't your time worth money though? Like, isn't there other stuff you could be doing?
Yeah.
Yesterday I go to Walmart, right, in Camden. And I'm with Clark Kent, and he's making me drive around to look for a spot closest to the door. I'm like, we could have parked down there. I could have been out already. I could have been out of the car.
He's not one of those, is he?
He's a spot hunter. He is.
Why? It doesn't matter, does it?
Listen, I hate driving through parking. I'll park at the farthest spot and walk. I don't care. I just want to get out of the car and move on.
But did you find the closest spot you could find?
Because I'm a sucker. I'm like, whatever you say.